What's up, everybody? This is Herb Scribner, and welcome to the Scribnerverse podcast yet again. A couple of you might know this from the Herb Scribner podcast or different names, but yeah, we're rebranding as the Scribnerverse podcast. Just wanted to give, welcome and thanks for listening. Please feel free to subscribe, like, do whatever you got to do, share this. I'm going to try and do this more regularly, no guarantees though. I just wanted to kind of start off today and just give my review of Black Widow. I think the reviews are dropping online, so I dropped my new review online, and so I wanted to just start off today and give you my thoughts on Black Widow, where I see the Marvel Cinematic Universe going, and just kind of talk about that. So first off, I just want to say, I saw Black Widow back in June. It was kind of a quick little VIP screening, and I got to see it for the first time. I will admit that I got popcorn for it, but my soda did not have the flavor in it. It was just carbonation. It was terrible. It is what it is. Anyway, I was really excited about Black Widow because it kicks off Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We've been waiting for over a year for this movie. It's the first project of the new era, so I think that's like really important for Marvel fans. And as you know, it's supposed to launch Phase 4 and give us our first look in the Avengers Endgame era, but then the pandemic happened and it kind of delayed it. So really we got WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Loki in the meantime. And So since then, we've kind of like seen Marvel, but this is the first movie that was supposed to come out. So it's kind of an interesting way to perceive everything. So I think for me, the main takeaway is that it was like this was the real start of the next era of Marvel. The new era doesn't really kick off until we get this movie, and it's the perfect start because it reminds us of where we've been. It tells us some new stuff, and then it pushes us forward into what's coming next all at the same time. And I think that's brilliant for a movie that's supposed to take place between Civil War and Infinity War. It's kind of in the middle of like everything before Thanos, but tells us stuff to consider for after Thanos. So I thought that was really good. It's an emotional story for Natasha Romanoff with a lot of action, simple twists that don't feel forced. Everything, every emotional beat, battle, twist, just feels earned. It just feels earned the whole way. And I think that a lot of people will like it for that reason. And I think most importantly, it's a film that knows what it wants to be and it leans right into it. It doesn't try to be anything it's not. It doesn't try to jump into a different arena, try to be something different. It knows what it is. It knows what it wants to be. And it just does that. So, So I just want to kind of break down a couple different things here. First question, I think a lot of people will be asking is like, should you see this in theaters or watch it on Disney Plus, right? Like, it is available for $30 extra on Disney Plus, Premier Access. So should you watch it on there? Should you go to the movie theaters? I'm just going to say this. If you're comfortable going to a movie theater, if you're vaccinated and you feel safe, you should see it in theaters. From a strictly, cinematic experience, it's better in the theater. I've watched it on a computer screen. I watched it in the movie theater, and I do think the movie theater version is better. You get the sounds, you get the big screen, it's big, it's loud, the fight scenes are great. It just all works in a movie theater setting. Like, it's made for a theater, it should be a theater film. I will say if you are streaming it, you get the benefit that you could put on probably like some subtitles and you could see like some like, because there's a lot of like Russian, Eastern European accents that like you could probably understand a little bit better if you have the subtitles. Otherwise, I think it's definitely something to watch while you're in theaters. It's definitely applied there. So that's my take on that. Obviously, if you don't feel safe, you don't want to go to a movie theater, like watch it at home. It's a little bit extra. It'll be free, I think, towards the fall. And it's still a good experience on the small screen. I think you'll have a lot of fun, maybe cook up some popcorn in your kitchen or something. But it's still really good. And that leads me to this other question that, like, I think is something that I was thinking when I was going into it. Like, should this have been a Disney Plus series, right? Because we got Falcon and Winter Soldier, we got Loki, we got WandaVision. These are series that are based around characters, and so I think the question is, like, should this have been a series? Should this have been a movie? This is a movie. It would not have worked as a series. I think you could have maybe dragged it out a little bit, but this movie was about roughly 2 hours and a Disney Plus series roughly 6 hours, so you'd have to like double the length, and I don't think you can do that with this movie. So I think it only works as a film, and it should really have just been a film. So, okay. Speaking of time, is it too long? I'm not gonna lie, the beginning's a little slow. The first 20, 30 minutes are a little kind of dragged out, and you kind of like wonder where you are, where you're going. And I don't think the film did a great job of like making you too aware of that. I think you're still trying to like pick up like who's who, who's doing what, who are these people. You meet a lot of new characters in the beginning. You meet Alexei, you meet Melina, you meet Yelena, you obviously see Natasha, and you're trying to understand, what world you're in, why it matters, and kind of like is just so much to get a hold of. I will say on the second viewing, it did help me understand everything a little bit better, and like I could like kind of settle in a little earlier. So, it might be something, you don't really have your sea legs in the beginning, so I think you gotta wait. And on the second viewing, it helped a little bit. But really, we never slow down after that slow start. Like it just keeps going. Black Widow is like the perfect length, I think. The opening 20 minutes obviously could be cut down, but otherwise it's not a stretch too long. You never feel like you're waiting anything to happen. It's the right length. Everything keeps moving. They move from like moment to moment, and they don't really drag it out. I think it's good pacing, and I don't think you're ever gonna feel like you're there too long. I think you're just gonna, you're gonna get through the motions and keep going. Scarlett Johansson, I think, did a really good job in this movie. She made her debut in Iron Man 2, and she's been in the MCU for 11 years, and now she finally gets her solo film, and I think this is a great thing to have happen. I remember when I did a 61.5 hour Marvel movie marathon where I sat through all the Marvel movies, and to me it was like one of the things I took away was that like Black Widow is such a strong character, and then that she never gets her own movie, and so it was kind of cool now to kind of finally see her get her own movie. She's excellent as Natasha. She has a few one-liners in the other movies and like some quick action scenes and like yada yada yada, right? We all know how she does that in those movies, but this one she's allowed to stretch her wings, and you see a lot of the Scarlett Johansson that's like known for her like acting chops, and I think that's really a benefit for the character. You really feel for Natasha. You get a peek behind the hard exterior, and it's proof that she should have had her own solo film for a while, and I think you really get a good sense of who she is, what she's about, and I think she does such a good job that I think in later Marvel movies you'll be able to kind of understand Black Widow a little bit more. Florence Pugh and David Harbour stole the show. I would probably give it to Florence Pugh a little bit more as Yelena. Natasha's a little more serious, but Pugh's like witty, charismatic, vulnerable. You don't want her to leave, and when she's gone, you want her to come back. I think if another actress played Yelena, it might have been come off like snarky, annoying, childish. But Pugh does the role really well, and she deserves more roles overall. And if she survives, I'm not going to spoil anything, but hopefully she like comes through in other Marvel projects, whether they're prequels, sequels, whatever have you. And then Harper's good as Alexei, or the Red Guardian, classic retired superhero role, and he's got some great lines, and there's a naivete that is charming. And he's a little lighter than his role in Stranger Things, but I think he still has that like warm dad feeling, and you're rooting for him the whole time. And I think he's a good comedic relief for a movie that can be a little serious at points. So those two really stole the show. Rachel Weisz is really good as well. I think she's not really featured enough in the movie, so I think like hopefully we can get her in the movie in future projects, and she gets a little bit bigger of a role, because I don't think she really got the chance to really soar in this movie, So I think another thing I like to always do is like, where does this rank, right? Like, where does it rank among other MCU films? And to me, it doesn't really rank. It doesn't really reach the Infinity War Endgame levels. I think that's pretty obvious. Those are pretty, breakout ones. I wouldn't even put it on the Iron Man level, and Civil War maybe not even on that level. To me, it's more in the fun tier, and it'd be wherever you have like Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange. I think it's kind of a mix of Winter Soldier and Doctor Strange, with vibes of Captain Marvel. Basically, it's got the kind of like agency government, crime fighting of like Winter Soldier, but it has like some cleverness and some fun that like you see in a Doctor Strange, where it's about a character we haven't really seen in their own film, and then it has the family vibes that Captain Marvel has. And then there is a sprinkle, I would argue as well, a sprinkle of Thor Ragnarok, because of the comedy. And I think you see that with like Red Guardian and some of the other aspects of it. I think they're, hopefully you get a little bit of that as well with the comedic timing. So that's where I would rank it. I would rank it among, kind of that mid-tier fun film. I think it's one you could watch on like a Saturday if it's on like TBS or something, but I don't think it's one that you necessarily like would if someone said, "Hey, pick three MCU movies," I don't think it'd be one that you would pick. So, and I think that's a good thing. I mean, I think you need these middle films. And I'll also say this, like I think it's an interesting movie for the chronological aspect of watching. If you watch MCU movies in chronological order now, this movie actually changes a lot. So the film takes place after Captain America: Civil War, but it's before Infinity War. So it does actually reshape the MCU in a lot of ways, because if you watch Infinity War, if you watch Endgame, you should have the context of this movie with you. And I think it changes the way you might see Natasha, because as you know, in like these Endgame and Infinity War, she has a different kind of personality, and you could see in Infinity or in Endgame especially, she's like really hoping to get the Avengers back together. She's leading the Avengers, and there's a reason for that, right? Like, she sees the Avengers as her family, and you understand that a little bit more after this movie. And you hear about her past in like previous movies, but in this one, you actually get to really understand her past, and it helps really reshape that moving forward. And I think there's also one scene that I think, and I don't want to, I'm not going to spoil what it is, but there's a scene that adds like an interesting wrinkle to the entire MCU story if you watch it chronologically, because I think it's like one of those things where you'll see it and then you'll be like, oh, like now I have this idea in mind. How does that affect the next few movies? And I think, especially if you're watching it chronologically, like if you watch it in release order, it makes sense. But like if you watched it like just straight up from like Civil War, then like Black Widow, and then Infinity War or something, it would actually really change the way you see Infinity War and Endgame, and it kind of in a fun way where it like changes some new things. It's kind of like if you were to show someone the Star Wars trilogy from like 1 to 9 instead of like 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. This will change kind of like how you understand the things moving forward. So I think that's kind of a fun play, especially as we move forward with Marvel. If there are more prequels and stuff, like will that end up happening again, where we see like a character, doing something in, the earlier range, kind of the way like if you watch Captain Marvel, which like or Captain America, which like chronologically would be before Iron Man. It changes the way you see kind of like Nick Fury and the way he interacts with, Tony Stark and that kind of stuff. So I think that's kind of fun, and I think that just changes the way things are moving forward. So yeah, that's kind of my review. I mean, like overall, I'll just say like it's a great movie. I think it's a classic Marvel film. I think it's, I think we've gotten pretty used to these like Disney Plus shows where it's like you have 6 hours to watch like all this Marvel content week to week, or you could do it like, you can binge it, whatever you want to do. I think this is a good return to like, look, it's a movie, simple, easy. You can watch it whenever you want. You can watch it however you want. And like I said, I don't think it takes itself too seriously. I don't think it, goes over the top. Everything feels earned. It's really the movie that like you've been waiting for, and I think that's one of the right that's one of the main questions, right? Like, was it worth the wait? I do think it was. I do think if you released it on Disney Plus, it might have been forgotten and kind of unfair to Black Widow, because I think Black Widow has deserved her own movie for a long time. And so I think if you kind of just like threw it on Disney Plus without any warning and just let people watch it there, then like it kind of loses its impact, and it's not fair to Black Widow. And this is a movie that's not really a side movie. It's kind of a serious, important movie for MCU in general. And so I think, as as you watch Marvel movies moving forward, this will be a movie that like you'll want to put into the collection. Like I said, I don't think it's the first movie you would jump to watch. Maybe right now it would be fun. Like I've watched it twice and I still want to watch it again. I do think there are other Marvel movies that you would probably jump to first if you really want to understand things. And maybe that will change as we kind of move forward in this new phase of Marvel. Like maybe there is something about this movie we'll understand more later. But I think for kicking off a new phase of Marvel movies, this one will be fun to watch, and maybe we'll come back to it. But Overall, I wouldn't say like, yeah, I have to watch this movie first, or I put it in that mid tier where like, hey, I just want to watch a solo Black Widow movie that kind of hints at some things. It's kind of like a what I would call like a gateway Marvel movie, where like if you have someone who's not really into Marvel and you go see it, it might encourage them to know what's going on. And I think that's part of the point, right? Because so many Marvel movies have come out, and like there's this kind of like daunting task of like, oh, I don't want to watch 24 Marvel movies, right? So if you watch this one, this is the first one you see. Then it's kind of like, okay, like maybe I should like check out whatever comes next, and then you can see what happens later. And I think like it's a good like, okay, like here's this hero, here's kind of the story, and like there's room to check out what happened to her before, or you could be like, hey, this is what happens to her next, and then just follow the next phase. I think that's an important part for Marvel, because Marvel's going to be looking into what comes next. In this new age, right? Like they have all these new characters they're introducing, a new storyline, the Thanos thing is done, and so how do they keep people coming back? And I think like WandaVision, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Loki are like kind of for the hardcore, like I've never seen Marvel before, or I've seen Marvel before, I've seen all these movies, here's some additional content on those characters, here's how it reshapes MCU, yada yada yada. Whereas Black Widow seems more of a like, hey, you're new to Marvel, like check out this hero. And I think we're gonna see that more with like Eternals and Shang-Chi and even the new Doctor Strange. Like it's gonna kind of be like this mix of new fans, old fans, and just trying to blend them all together. And I think that's really important for this movie to be the first one, because it can hook a lot of people, and it can really tell them, hey, Marvel's okay, and this is a good place to start. So I think it's got importance, and I think it's got something that like for everybody. And again, like I think the beginning is a little slow, and I think it'll take time to get into. And if and I just wanna, I'll just add there that like if you're not a Marvel fan, this is probably a good one to start with. If you're just like, hey, I need to see a new blockbuster, or hey, I want to get into Marvel but I don't know where to start. Like this is actually a pretty good one to start with, because it kind of gives you, kind of sums up what's happened before, but then it also says you don't need to know everything, and I think that's important. So, yeah, all right, that's my Marvel review. And I hope if you want to read more, just go to Deseret.com. You can check out everything there for the Marvel for the Black Widow review. I also have a Black Widow movie marathon coming out, which is all the movies you should kind of watch beforehand if you are interested in that. And then also got some other content coming up that's a little more tailored to the movie itself. And then there's also content about WandaVision, Loki, any Marvel content that you're interested in. I'll have that on Deseret.com as well. So yeah, thanks for listening to this. I know it's kind of a shorter version of this, but just figured I'd get my thoughts out there. If you do have anything that you want to say, just feel free to email me. And please like and subscribe to this podcast. My email is hscribner@gmail.com or hscribner@deseretnews.com. And you can let me know what you think, and we can keep going from there. So thanks again, everyone, for listening. I hope you check out the movie. Let me know what you think. And you could also reach out to me on Twitter, actually, at Herb Scribner. Reach out to me there if you have any thoughts. And otherwise, we will chat again soon. So thanks again for listening to this podcast, and I hope to have more soon. And yeah, have a great day.